Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Joel Hargis, an instrument-rated private pilot who flies regularly around Florida and the Southeast for business in his Mooney. Joel is EAA Chapter 534 President and Young Eagle Coordinator promoting aviation.
Hello, I'm Joel Hargis with the Florida Aviation Network. We are here at Sun and Fun 2023, and it is beautiful here. If you have not been out to the show, you need to try to get out here. The weather over the weekend is supposed to be very nice. It's not crazy hot. We're going to have a few clouds over the next couple of days, but today it's like low 80s, beautiful breeze. Come and see us. I am here in the studio today with Karen Kalashek. Karen is the chair of NAFI. Do I have that right?
That is absolutely correct.
And NAFI is the National Association of Flight Instructors.
Also correct.
I'm two for two. I'm doing really good. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for being here with us. Are you enjoying the show?
I am having a phenomenal show, and I agree with you. The weather is perfect this week. It's not humid, not rainy. It's great. Wish I could be out in the sunshine more, though, but we're busy in the exhibitors booth.
Well, that's good. And so the National Association of Flight Instructors, obviously, you would think that that's for flight instructors, but is it just for flight instructors?
No, it's not, and it's actually not national either, because NAFI's been in existence 56 years.
Wow.
And over the years, we've kept the same name, but we actually have members in 40 countries now.
And 40 countries.
40 countries. Actually, it changes. We may be over 40 at this point.
So, losing track.
That's true.
Well, that's a good thing,
I
guess.
I can tell you, for our monthly live broadcasts, those are broadcast to anyone who wants to come in. It's a public service. And recently, I just checked on one of them. 100 people from 105 countries signed in to watch it live. Think
no.
about that. People are getting up at midnight. They're staying up in the wee hours just to watch our broadcast from the United States. That's phenomenal.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
How many members do you have globally then?
So we have over 7,000 members now, and we are continuing to really grow quite nicely. As you know, a lot of people haven't heard of NAFI, but we are becoming much more well known. You know, we have a lot more outreach, our population's growing. We have a lot of advocacy. The alphabet groups, for example, AOPA recently contacted me to choose a member to help serve on one of their volunteer working groups. And, you know, we're contacted by the alphabet groups to join them. Not only that, but the FAA. I personally serve on a council and a safety group for the FAA. So we're actually quite strong advocates for the issues affecting flight training.
All right. Well, and so kind of brings me to my next question is 105 countries, is that what you said?
More than half the countries in the world.
That's crazy to me. And again, like you say, people getting up at midnight. What is the content that makes people dial in at all hours of the day across the world?
Okay. Well, as I said, these are live monthly broadcast. They're interactive, meaning we have a chat room, which is one of the appeals, but they're also all archived. So we have 67 of these programs. They're typically an hour long, but many times we have such great speakers and so many questions and such great audience attention that we'll end up extending longer or have a longer program. So we have the luminaries in the aviation training field that you'd recognize. Catherine Cavagnaro comes and speaks about things like stalls and spins. Mark King, another aerobatic instructor. Next month, I'll be the happy host because we always have a representative host serving as the moderator. I'll be hosting Scott Dennistat, speaking about weather. You know, we've had Tom Turner, who's in the Aviation Hall of Fame, and we've had, of course, Gary Reeves, Richard McSpadden recently. I was pleased to host him. So again, just on and on. These are safety-related topics. They can be specific topics. We have people from the FAA representing breaking news when they have new initiatives that come. We've had the NTSB. Just anything you can imagine that increases aviation safety.
All right. So you have targeted niche topics, and that's what brings people in. I mean, I get it. That makes perfect sense to me. I'm kind of curious, what kind of demographic would you say NAFI represents now? Men, women, young, old?
Well, I'd say it's a growing demographic, but back to your original question, is it only flight instructors? Definitely not. So anyone can join NAFI, and the appeal to that is some of the wonderful member discounts we offer. For example, 33% off Warflight. So for most people, you could actually save up to $118 on a Warflight subscription by joining NAFI, and we have a show special of only $54.
Oh, okay.
So you can walk away with a profit simply by visiting us and joining. But you asked about the demographic. So obviously our audience, our primary core membership is, of course, flight instructors, independent and employees. Doesn't matter if someone's going on to the airlines or this is a stepping stone. Everyone should try to be the best instructor they can be because of the need for us to grow that safe pilot population. So we really promote, in fact, our vision statement is safer pilots through flight instruction excellence. And our mission statement to support that is promoting flight instruction excellence through advocacy, education, and mentorship. So those three key areas are what we focus on in all of our programming. But again, we reach a much broader pilot audience. We find we have a growing contingency of student pilots who are joining us because they understand the benefit. We have the industry's only CFI-dedicated publication, an award-winning magazine that comes out bimonthly with articles, of course, of specific interest to flight instructors. So basically any pilot can learn a lot by seeing what flight instructors are learning.
So if you're a student pilot, let's read what the flight instructors are reading, right? So
yeah, exactly.
We kind of have a one-up or have some kind of idea of what to expect. I think some student pilots, sometimes they really hit it off with their instructor. Sometimes they don't. And so you kind of, should I switch? I mean, you know what? I mean, not every instructor is good for everybody, right?
That's true.
And so, I mean, with an insight to what the flight instructors are supposed to be doing and learning, it's like, oh, you know, maybe I ought to switch because I like this information and I'm not getting it.
In fact, I just spoke to a flight student last week about that exact topic. Because,
no
of course, we're a resource. Anyone can write into us and we'll answer their questions. So I was contacted and responded the very next day to someone who said, we talked about their situation. They weren't having a very good learning experience, and they were really concerned about the idea, should I stick it out with this flight instructor, or should I change? And what are my rights as a learner? So we talked about that. The other side is that we offer what we call special interest groups for flight instructors. We have seven of them. For example, glider instructors, seaplane instructors, and a key one is new instructors, because one of the issues with the new instructor is they haven't learned typically a lot about learning styles. That's not typically taught unless they themselves had a very experienced flight instructor. So we help them through mentorship, and we have a professional development program also for courses they can take. They start to understand how to become a better flight instructor with those soft skills, the customer relationship skills, how do you portray an image, how do you tailor what they need to learn to best meet their learning style. So it's not a one-size-fits-all.
I thoroughly understand that. I was a professional diving instructor for several years, and believe me, not everybody learns the same. And so you got to morph a little bit with different students to bring out the best in them.
Absolutely.
So I know that NAFI is just loaded with information, like on your website. Talk to me about your website and what all can I go online and drill down on, and I mean, I'm sure it's just a huge plethora of information, but share that with us, because that's, You don't have to be a member to see a certain amount of your website, is that right?
Exactly. As I mentioned, under the education tab, like any website, you go in there and you start dropping down the drop-down menus, right, and exploring a bit. But for the, what I mentioned, those archive broadcasts, they're all on our website. They're also all eligible for FA Wings credits. I have to admit, I'm a very strong proponent of Wings because I was the 2019 National Fast Team Rep of the Year. So,
Congratulations.
Thank you. They're archived on our website as well as on fasafety.org. In fact, interestingly enough, NAFI has more content, more courses available on fasafety.org than any other organization, including AOPA.
Really?
That's what our producer tells us.
Really? Okay. Well, that's saying something. Because AOPA, EAA, I mean, there's so many different that's got quite a lot of content, but you think you actually have more than AOPA.
Well, that's what our professional producer, who tracks
that's your
it, has
story
told
and
me.
You're sticking to it.
That's what I've been told. I have not counted.
That's all good. I mean, we at the network, we promote safety all the time. Mm-hmm. We're huge, huge fans of the FAA Fast Safety program. I know myself, I go every chance I get, and occasionally I'll pick up something online as I need to. So that's great that you have all that, because continuing ed is really what it's all about. And, whether you fly a lot or whether you don't fly a lot, that continuing ed is important. When you talked about the demographic, men to women, can you share that with us? How many women instructors versus men instructors?
Well, it tends to simply mirror the industry. And I have to tell you, which I rather appreciate, we don't ask our members to disclose their gender.
So I couldn't tell you specifically.
Yeah, if someone's named Pat or Chris, are they male or female? Who knows? And does it matter? Right? So I would assume that we mirror the general demographic. But at the same time, we're always looking for outreach. In fact, I'm a member of Women in Aviation in 99s. And of course, I visited them at the show because that's where we form even stronger bonds. So we'll probably have additional outreach for that population.
How long have you been chair of NAF?
I've been chair for almost 2 years now.
A little bird told me you won a pretty prestigious award.
That was probably more than one, but it depends on which one you consider prestigious. But this isn't about me.
Well, I just was kind of curious.
Well, I bet you want to know about initiatives, don't you?
Yeah, sure. I know that you've got something big coming up this year that's a first.
Yes.
And I know you're pretty excited about it.
I'm very excited about it. I can hardly sit still.
Well, let's not waste any more time and get to that.
Okay. In fact, I was pleased to be part of the innovation press conference earlier this week because what we're doing is innovative. So NAFI is having, after this long history I've mentioned, the first national CFI conference. We're calling it the NAFI Summit. And we're planning on having it the first and doing this annually. And we've received a huge amount of positive feedback already where we've recently set up our website. It's going to be right here on the Lakeland campus.
Wow, so, right here.
Yep, and we've got our vendors, the same wonderful vendors that we have here. We'll have dinner, reception, a huge amount of advocacy, and networking, and of course, educational content. And we have the biggest, brightest names in the industry coming, and the top people from the FAA and the NTSB. So it's going to be the place to be October 24th to the 26th here at Lakeland.
Wow, 3 days. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's quite a big deal. And it's right here in Lakeland.
Yes.
Well, put that on your calendars, folks, particularly, instructors that are close. Why wouldn't you come to that? We want that to be well attended, and I think the networking alone is huge, right? I mean, just like when you come to Sun and Fun or Oshkosh or any place like that, the networking among pilots is one of the reasons we come. Mm-hmm. So that conference, you know, hanging out with flight instructors, talking about your worst and your best and experiences. And I know I always learn so much from my peers. Mm-hmm. And so that ought to be pretty fun.
God, there's just absolutely, and I mingle with various aviation groups. I love the antiques, so I've got a lot of friends in the antique area, and I like warbirds, so there's the warbird group, and I'm a glider instructor, so there's the glider group, and of course there's overlap, but I have to admit that the general camaraderie amongst the flight instruction community just can't be beat. You know, it's like coming to our booth where all the time we've got several flight instructors standing around chatting, learning from each other, but also it's broader than that because I love it when GA pilots stop by and just ask questions. I'm also a designated pilot examiner, so I'm very, very happy to open up that door and answer very clearly questions that people have about their flight training, their examination experience, what to expect, things like that.
I didn't know you were a DPE.
Yes, I am.
Well, and
I didn't look scary enough.
Yeah, I would have been sitting up straighter and being much nicer if I had known that. Although I'm not looking for a rating change, so I don't really need one. But no, and I think that's that. I'm sure you got a few of them there, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Oh yes, we have a good percentage of DPEs as NAFI members, as you would hope.
Yeah, and you know, that's the sitting down with a DPE and be able to really sit down and talk to him, kind of peek behind the curtain, particularly as a student, you know. Mm-hmm. You're like, that, I mean, that was probably a couple of the most scariest things I've ever done is ride with a DPE, right, changing ratings. But you guys are people too, you know. You put on your pants one leg at a time But I could see the value of spending some time and asking those type questions. And even for just an instructor, because your pass rate for your students is measured against your performance. I mean, I don't know what that ratio is off the top of my head.
Of course, it's going to vary by, you know, it's going to vary by CFI. Generally, the FAA has even established a desirable standard that's considered to be 80%
pass rate.
Right. So if it's starting to fall below 80%, then there's a bit of a cause for concern.
Right. Well, that's great. I had a question right on the tip of my tongue. So now, do you guys, I've heard of a Gold Seal instructor. Mm-hmm. Is that something?
You're talking to one.
I'm shocked. No. So is that a NAFI thing?
No, that's FAA.
That is an FAA mm-hmm. thing. And then is there a master instructor?
Yes, that is a NAFI FAA thing.
Okay, that is a NAFI thing.
Yes, it is.
Master instructor. And so for instructors out there, what do you got to do to go from CFI or II to a master CFI or II?
Okay, so a master instructor is, and I mentioned the FAA link, because NAFI developed the program, the master instructor program, and it was approved by the FAA to stand in for the renewal for CFI certificate. As you may know, not everyone does, CFI certificates expire every 2 years.
Yep.
So the CFIs, there's a variety of different ways in which they can renew them, one being active CFIs. So the master instructor program definitely goes a step beyond that. So there's four different areas in which they submit documentation for their qualifications. They're peer reviewed, and as long as they pass muster, if you would, then they're designated for 2 years a master instructor. And on our part, we give them a nice little master instructor pin, a special shirt, the one that I'm not wearing today. It says master instructor. You get a beautiful plaque and obviously recognition in various publications that you're a master instructor.
So, yeah. And then what's a gold seal?
So a gold seal is an FAA designation that if you have within a two-year period endorsed 10 people for a practical examination with an 80% minimum pass rate, then you get what they call the gold seal. And they put that right on your flight instructor certificate. It's actually a little goldish colored star. And that's a permanent that's permanent designation. Oh. Once you've earned it, it stays.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool.
Yep.
And so 10 students over 2 years, 80% pass rate or better.
Exactly.
Gold seal.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, you know, if you're a student or looking to be, you know, learn to fly, maybe that's something you want to look for as you're going to a flight school. Do you have any gold seal instructors? Do you have any master instructors? Be good questions, it seems to me.
That's a good idea.
And so, how many people, how do I want to phrase this? Because we're running close to time on, so many people become CFIs to get flight time to be get to their ATP. But I'm also seeing several, and I know a couple, mm-hmm. that have done this, and I may not have time to ask this, but they move on. How many, what's the percentage you see stay as a CFI and don't try to fly for the airline?
Well, that is as hard to determine as the question, how many active CFIs are there?
Mm.
Okay, so we know that it's a fairly common path to the airlines.
Yeah.
Because it's a good way to build flight time. It also makes you a better pilot, which is very desirable for the airlines versus some other things where you're just, I shouldn't say just, but if you tow banners for 1,500 hours, perhaps your instrument skills have eroded slightly because you only do that during VFR conditions. But even if someone is simply trying to primarily build hours, as long as they do their best, as long as they realize how important it is to pass along the message of safety and be a good instructor, I have seen some inexperienced but excellent CFIs there. So it all depends on their attitude and their willingness to accept that as something that's their responsibility to do a good job.
Well, I tell you what, we're out of time. We're completely out of time. We're over time. But I want to thank you for coming. I could sit and talk to her for another 20 minutes. I am Joel Hargis with the Florida Aviation Network. We're at Sun and Fun 2023. Stay tuned. We got more good shows.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.